From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, February 19th through Sunday, February 21st. I'm Philip Grant. The Coalition Against Pilgrim Pipelines reported that at least 15 municipalities have objected to the joint proposal by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and the New York State Thruway Authority to share the role as lead agency in the state environmental review of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project. The objections were made during a second round of public comment intended specifically for municipalities located in the direct path of the project. The list of objectors included the towns of Athens, Catskill, Saugerties, and Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties. In the first round, 29 cities, towns, villages, and counties protested the plan. Objections to the Thruways Authority as co-lead are based on the belief that it would be a conflict of interest for the authority to share responsibility for the review, since it stands to potentially profit from the pipeline construction. Also, the authority's very narrow experience in highway use policy and regulation does not provide an adequate basis for it to meaningfully assist in an environmental review. If constructed, the pipeline would move Bacon crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. According to the coalition, the project, as proposed, would include 5 laterals, 4 pump stations, 7 construction staging areas, 35 permanent access roads, an estimated 100 temporary access roads, and cross 232 waterways, drilling under the Hudson River twice. WRWD 107.3 FM reported the Columbia County Courthouse in Hudson was evacuated on Thursday, February 18th, after the fire alarm went off. The Hudson Fire Department responded. It turned out to be an alarm malfunction. Staff and visitors were out in the cold for nearly 30 minutes as a result. The 109-year-old historic building was reopened in November after extensive renovation work. The Daily Freeman reported that pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is on the rise in Dutchess County, according to the county's Department of Behavioral and Community Health. The increase is especially acute among adolescents, with more than 20 cases reported since January 1st. Pertussis is a highly contagious respiratory disease, and it can be fatal in infants and young children. Initial symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, low-grade fever, and mild cough. The cough becomes more severe and can last for several months. The best way to prevent whooping cough is by getting the vaccine. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the landmark Bartlett House, located in the hamlet of Ghent, may soon be connected to the Chatham Village water system. The village water line on Route 66 provides water to 134 houses in the town of Ghent that are outside the village limits, but that line currently stops just short of the historic building. After standing empty for several years, the Bartlett House is now undergoing an extensive renovation, with the new owners planning to open a bakery and coffee shop in the space sometime this year. The new owners requested the connection be made. The Chatham Board approved the waterline connection, pending an agreement with the developers. Mayor Tom Curran says the town needs an agreement with the Bartlett people and said he would contact their representative directly about the matter. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that an injured Pennsylvania man was saved by local first responders from freezing to death in Catterskill Clove on Sunday, February 14th. The Greene County Sheriff's Office patrol located the man more than 50 feet down an embankment. Officials said the incident began shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday, when the temperatures were hovering around 8 degrees above zero. Sheriff's personnel heard Gerald J. Boyle III of Collingdale, Pennsylvania, calling for help along Route 23A just below the Molly Smith curve. Boyle had fallen approximately 25 to 30 feet and then rolled an additional 30 feet down the embankment. He was found wedged between two boulders and some trees. Boyle suffered multiple fractures in the fall. It took the rope team approximately 2 hours to extract him before he was transported to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson and later on to Albany Medical Center. For our final story, Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that the town of Prattsville has received a $1.45 million grant from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund to improve its municipal water system. The work to be done will include digging a new well and implementing improvements to an existing well. The initiative will allow the town to establish a much-needed backup well. Prattsville Town Supervisor Corey O'Hara said the news was, and I quote, well worth it, end quote. Today is day 12 of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 37 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 17. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. Wednesday, snow and sleet before 10 a.m. and rain and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then rain after 1 p.m. The temperature high will be 39 degrees. And Wednesday night, rain again with a temperature low at 39 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:36 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 22nd day of February 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.